Let's rank the NBA teams that won and lost this past week's trade deadline. The NBA trade wire was lively this year, with plenty of stars on the move. I'm counting everything that happened in the month of February, starting with the losers. Chicago Bulls. They handed their only star, Zach LaVine, to the Sacramento Kings for 3 spare parts. Miraculously, this team sits in a play-in spot for the Eastern Conference playoffs, so they aren't even good at tanking either. Phoenix Suns are a 500 basketball team floating around without a true identity. Kevin Durant was being shopped around the league, but the potential deal could not make it to the finish line. Look for him to move on this offseason. Bradley Beal hasn't worked out either. Washington Wizards. They're in last place in the association and should be rebuilding. Instead, they got older and risk winning some games with the additions of Chris Middleton and Marcus Smart. This team is clearly clueless, and it would be unfortunate to see Cooper Flagg drafted by them. Now on to the winners. Cleveland Cavaliers. The first place team in the East just got better by adding DeAndre Hunter, a quality player that figures to be an important piece of the puzzle if the Cavs are to navigate deep into the NBA playoffs. The move also helped them get under the luxury tax. Win-win. Los Angeles Lakers. So here's an obvious one for the time being. Interesting to note, I did not make the Mavs a loser, but the Lakers are certainly a winner for adding a potentially generational talent to take the torch from LeBron in Luka Doncic. Anthony Davis is a fine star, but he's not Hollywood. Luka is more marketable and 6 years younger. Golden State Warriors. I'm not crazy about Jimmy Butler because his staying power lasts a season or two before he becomes a distraction, but in this circumstance, G-State swapped him for Andrew Wiggins, and I can live with that. This will give the Warriors a different look, something much needed for a team that seems to be pretty stale these days. And finally, the San Antonio Spurs. The playing picture in the West is going to be spicy. The move to acquire De'Aaron Fox is a play for the future, but present as well. Adding Fox to play pick and roll with Wemby is going to help the Spurs rise quickly in the West.